Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome, Dan Bach here, Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. It is the podcast that has been giving you daily advice since, 2011? Is that right? 2012? I'll have to go in the archives and figure that out. It's been a long damn time, and still proud to be bringing you this show 5 days a week. Of course, Dan Bach here with you, and want to thank Fantasy Draft. They are the premier sponsor here of this show tonight. Things get started for them right at 8 o'clock tonight. There's one 7 o'clock game, and both Fantasy Draft and FanDuel said, you know what, it's just one game at 7. Why don't we back up things to 8 o'clock? I think it's smart, because you've still got plenty of other games. Gives you more time to recognize the injury situations out there. And yes, kind of separates them from DraftKings a little bit. So definitely check them out. Make that deposit over at Fantasy Draft. Can't say enough about them. Hopefully you've been playing in their March Mayhem tournaments. And who knows, you might be the big winner there on that leaderboard. I haven't checked out who is winning. I think Osimo might have been on top lately. But check that out. Nonetheless, great sponsor, and a way to pay it forward is making that deposit and give them a chance to earn your daily fantasy business. Today on the show, we're going to just dip into hoops today. We've got a solid little slate here. Looks like 6 games for us, so should be a quick little podcast. Just a reminder to you as well. Hopefully you had a chance to, or if you haven't already, last night I did a show with the guys over at Roster Watch, a little NFL. I know you're probably like, it's daily, Dan. What are you getting into NFL? Well, you do have best ball leagues over on Draft, and these two guys, Alex and Byron, have been following all along the combine, the pro days, Senior Bowl, all that stuff. So we got some perspective on rookies and where they're being drafted. And you know, if you want to get a little football, you can tune into that. That should be on the Grinders Live page. And speaking of that, be on the lookout. New stuff happening on that page in the not-too-distant future. Should be exciting. I can't wait. I cannot wait. So look forward to that here, hopefully, in the next couple weeks. And by the way, I just got a glimpse yesterday at the full rundown of what we're doing for MLB. It's amazing. It is top-notch, bigger than we've ever done before. I hate to sound like Chris Harrison on The Bachelor. Oh, the most explosive, it's the most explosive finale of all time. Well, it's the most content we've ever put out. Well, I'm going to be that guy, because I'm pretty sure this is definitely the biggest amount of content we've ever done, and we're bringing in new elements, so be on the lookout for that. That should be dropping here, hopefully, within the next week or so. So MLB right around the corner. Get excited. But we do have hoops tonight, so let's jump into it. We've got a 6-game slate. I go position by position. Tonight will be no different. Couple of teams on the back-to-back. We have New Orleans, you know, playing again tonight. We got Denver playing again tonight. We've got the Toronto Raptors on a back-to-back. Houston on a back-to-back. So kind of keep your eye on those situations. Injury-wise, we'll see what happens with LeBissiere. He is kind of a questionable tag right now. We've already got Willie Cauley-Stein out. So clearly, if Scal would be out, that would be a huge bump over to a guy like Zach Randolph, because they basically need him to play by default. We'll see what happens with Memphis. Pretty sure their guards are going to be out, so we could have another Kobe Simmons start tonight. We're not sure about Jarrell Martin. He was actually upgraded a little bit to questionable for tonight. And I think that's it. I mean, the Bulls are so bad they can't even tank correctly, as the NBA reprimanded them for not playing one of the Lopez twins, which, you know, I don't blame them one bit. Like, Robin Lopez does not help your team become better down the road. Bobby Portis does. So what does the league want? Do they want them to play Robin Lopez like 5 minutes a game, or Justin Holiday 5 minutes a game? Like, at what point in time does it not equal tanking? Is it whether they play 5 minutes or they play 0 minutes? Or does the league just want to determine what players' team should play? Like, honestly, if you want to fix the tanking, it's not by, you know, trying to tell the teams not to do it. It's coming up with a better situation than what we have right now in determining draft order, okay? There's a million different ways you can do it that would actually add excitement to the league as well. And I hope that's something that they consider, because to me, that is of utmost importance, because right now, some of these lineups that people are rolling out pretty ugly, and just, you know, telling teams how to run their day-to-day operations gets a little bit dangerous. But all right, let's get into it. We'll start with the point guard position. And I think Rondo tonight is a guy that we really have to look at and just kind of like put him in our cash lineups. I mean, you've got 36 fantasy points or more in 4 out of his last 5 games. Gets a date here against Sacramento. I'm not too worried about the back-to-back. Looked at his numbers. He's actually playing more minutes on back-to-backs this season than he does in regular games. So they are, believe it or not, in the 4th spot in the Western Conference. I think they've won 7 straight games. So the Pels playing incredibly well at this point in time, and I don't see them really slowing down here. So Rondo at under 7K over on FanDuel tonight. I think you're probably playing him there. 64 on DraftKings, 12-6 on Fantasy Draft. He's pretty much a all three site play for us here tonight, just based on, you know, some of the other positions and players, because we do have a lot of guys that we might want to get into our lineup who definitely cost a lot of money. We got James Harden, we've got LeBron, we got Giannis today. So just something to consider, but you know, he's absolutely a guy, a point guard I am looking at. In terms of like where we're going to point guard two, though, I think there's a little bit bigger question to ask. Now, we've got Chris Paul tonight at 8,100 on FanDuel. On DraftKings, he is 8K. On Fantasy Draft, he's 15.5. And he hasn't been playing great, but last night he put it together for a 44 fantasy point day. And, you know, that's kind of what you're going to get with Chris Paul in Houston. I mean, they've won like 17 games in a row or 15 games in a row. And, you know, they don't need Paul to score 50 fantasy points a night for us, but he's also too damn cheap. Now, Milwaukee, pretty good defensively versus this position, but I feel like certainly has upside at this price point. So I don't have a problem with him one bit here on the back-to-back. Another guy who I was worried about what numbers I would find, and they weren't too disappointing on back-to-backs this season. So he's certainly up in salary, but especially if you're going to play the, I don't need to play Anthony Davis on a back-to-back, you know, LeBron's too expensive on FanDuel, then, you know, there's a path to maybe getting more fair and balanced and getting him into your lineups. The other value option that we have here today could be DJ Augustine, but he's just not very good. Does have 30 fantasy point upside at 4,900 on FanDuel, 5K DraftKings, and 9,800 on Fantasy Draft. You do like the matchup here against the Los Angeles Lakers for him. It is kind of a tempo up game. The total's at 226. So I think he's viable, but I just don't think he's, you know, bust proof by any measure. In terms of, you know, another great DVP setup, it's George Hill today with Cleveland, but, you know, it's the same problems we had in Sacramento with him. Just so much inconsistency game to game, 23 minutes, 33 minutes, 22 minutes, 36 minutes, 25 minutes, 34 minutes. That's where he's gone back and forth over the last 6 games. He's really cheap on FanDuel, 47, and on DraftKings at that same price, 92 on Fantasy Draft, but reserving him for tournaments exclusively today. Lonzo Ball's interesting because he's up to 8K on FanDuel, 7,400 on DraftKings, 13.9 on Fantasy Draft. Really like that 13.9 on Fantasy Draft because this is a top flight matchup for him. And, you know, yeah, his salary went up 700 on FanDuel despite only scoring 20 fantasy points last game. On DraftKings, it went up only 100, but I think a lot of this has to do with this matchup versus Orlando. The minutes did not tick down at all. He was at 33 last game, and we're still going to have no Brandon Ingram. It's weird to want to play Lonzo Ball at 8K when you get Chris Paul at 8,100, 100 more. But You know, he's a guy who's just got tremendous upside. I don't think he's going to be in any sort of cash builds for me today, just based on the way that, you know, my lineup construction has gone. But in GPPs, he's got 50 fantasy point upside tonight against Orlando in one of the higher total games on the entire slate. You want to go down to Isaiah Thomas. You know, he's certainly starting to score more. 19, 21, 29. Those are the real life points for him over the last three games. Shot attempts, 21, 16, 20. And the minutes pretty secure. Finally got over 30. 6K on DraftKings, 6,800 on FanDuel. I don't think I want to go there. 11,700 on Fantasy Draft. Don't love it. But I think on DraftKings, you can make a case for him here today in this game. That's probably it. I don't play Van Vliet. I guess you can, but I don't see me going there. De'Aaron Fox at 5,800. This is kind of a tempo up game here for Sacramento, who New Orleans has played super fast since DeMarcus Cousins has gone out. Just the upside is so limited at him, but he is, you know, cheaper there in that 5,600 range. If I'm going down, probably would rather take Augustine and save the $700 if I can. The only other name I'm going to kind of throw out there is Kyle Lowry tonight here against Detroit. Didn't do much last game. Maybe that brings down his ownership, but I like that $7,200 number there on DraftKings. Feel like that's too cheap for a guy who can certainly get into the 40s. Did it against Orlando just a couple of nights ago. Did it against Chicago. Did it against Miami. He can do it. And, you know, Detroit, not a great defensive team right now, so I don't mind him as a DraftKings play. Okay, moving on to shooting guard position, and do we Kobe Simmons tonight? I mean, the problem is a 203 total, and that's a really scary number because, you know, you've got 226, you got 216, you got 223, so you don't really want too many pieces there, but if Kobe Simmons is going to draw the start again because both Harrison and Chalmers is out, I think you can give him a look here against Chicago. 27 fantasy points last game in 25 minutes. He's not a garbage player. I mean, the game before, 14 real-life points in 19 minutes. I think he can do enough for us at this salary that's going to allow you to kind of roster some of those bigger-name players. So I think Kobe Simmons, we'll see how chalky he gets today. That's a dangerous, dangerous word, Kobe Simmons chalk. But on a night that there might not be a ton of value, he looks like a play. But shooting guard, we've got a lot of names that we can play kind of in this middle tier. You've got Chris Middleton today against Houston. Probably going to get the defense of James Harden, and the salary is just plummeting on him, and rightfully so. He hasn't been playing great. I mean, last game went for 16 fantasy points in 34 minutes. He's 6,900 on DraftKings, 66 on FanDuel, but a tempo up spot here, although Houston's been playing a good bit slower here over the last month. I don't mind this spot for Middleton as a potential rebound spot going against Houston off the back-to-back, certainly at the price decrease. Drew Holiday's been a stud. There's no reason not to think that it's probably not going to continue here again today. 17 assists yesterday, 19 points, 56 fantasy points total. Usage at 34, 30, 24, 24, 34. That's where he's been over the last five games. So, you know, rock solid option for you today. Like that 8,100 number on DraftKings tonight. 14,900 on Fantasy Draft is probably a plug and play. LaVine let me down last game. I probably can't go back to there at the price point that we have him. Certainly on FanDuel. DraftKings, he's actually bumped up a little bit at 6,700. So he's probably a pass for me. Evan Fournier, Buddy Hield on the cheap at 5'6 for Hield, 6K for Fournier. I don't mind Fournier here. This is kind of a tempo up spot. You know, last game, the shots did not fall for him. 2 for 10 from 3-point range, but took 18 shots in 32 minutes. More times than not, he's going to do a little bit better than that. I think he can get you about 30 fantasy points tonight. Maybe that's not, I mean, that's what? pretty much right on that 5X number there on FanDuel. If you need to save, he is definitely a guy that you can look to here tonight. Rodney Hood moved into that starting lineup last game and did not really overly impress. Did get over 30 minutes, which was impressive, which I did like. And I do think the shots are going to start coming around. I mean, I think he's only made one three-pointer since he's been traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think that's right, looking at the game logs here. He's going to start making some. He's going to have a 30 fantasy point game mixed in there. I think on DraftKings at 4,800, a little bit better spot, 10-7 on Fantasy Draft than the 5,300 on FanDuel here tonight. And then, of course, Will Barton. And, Will Barton, just, you talk about rock solid numbers just because he doesn't start, man, he keeps it going. I laid out the numbers yesterday and he followed it up again, 16, 8, 7, 1, and 1 for a 38 fantasy point day. I probably, if I'm playing FanDuel, I just go up and get Drew Holiday over him. But on DK, you got him at 7K. That is a very fair price tag on him against Cleveland. Highest total game of the day over there at a 230. So getting some pieces there is not the worst idea. I did bypass Mr. Murray in the point guard discussion. He's been so bad lately. I just don't know that I can press that button, unfortunately, especially with the depth. And Malone is an idiot. He's just, he just doesn't get it. You know, I don't think Jokic played like fourth quarter minutes last game. It's just insane kind of what he's doing. They're not going to make the playoffs potentially right now, and it's going to be sad. And hopefully they get a new coach to figure it out because they got some nice players over there. All right, moving on to small forward. Like, LeBron and Giannis are interesting today. The problem we kind of run into is that LeBron's really priced up at 12.5 over on FanDuel tonight. But it's a 230 total, and we know LeBron is just kind of like in screw you mode here once again. But last game, he only gave you, 49 fantasy points? Like, that's probably not good enough. Can you fit them both in? I suppose so. And if you look at the rest of the small forward position, it leaves a lot to be desired. But it's just too thin unless we get some other value opening up. So I think that I'm looking at Trevor Ariza potentially here at 5,200 to pair with one of those guys. I think that we can go to CJ Miles today at 3,500. You know, I'm sure Newbie's going to be out again. And his production has been there, 22, 14, 28 over the last three games. He's 3,500 on FanDuel, 3,800 on DraftKings. So he is opening up minutes there. Dylan Brooks played really well last game against the Spurs. Actually, what happened here? Okay, 21 real-life points, and he scored 22 fantasy points. He did get four rebounds, but also had five turnovers. Probably not playing Dylan Brooks today. Maybe on DraftKings at 4,200 if everybody's hurt. And then each one more at 4.3K. Keep your eye on Davis, by the way. Obviously, he left that game early, right before halftime. Did come back in that second half and just lit it up with a 70-burger again. But I doubt they're going to sit him just because they've got so much momentum right now. He came back into the game. Can they beat Sacramento without Anthony Davis, though? I think that's the question they might ask themselves. They probably can, so maybe they rest him. And if they do, a guy like Etuan Moore, I think, gets a tremendous jump because he's going to take a ton more shots. But even yesterday, 32 fantasy points, only took 8 field goal attempts, really filled up rebounding and assists. Now, admittedly, that was a bit higher total than we have today. It was like a 236, 237. It's a 223 today. But Etuan Moore, very interesting value option for us at this spot. All right, let's move on over to power forward, and we got a $13,000 Anthony Davis tonight over on FanDuel, and he easily could give you another 75 spot. If he does that, you're probably sitting to yourself, man, I really want to play him. But there's so many power forwards here today that I don't think it's the optimal build to be playing Anthony Davis on the back-to-back against a crap team after getting hurt. So I'm going to fade him tonight because we've got Kyle Kuzma. I think he's going to get playing time again tonight. He's 6,100 on FanDuel and 226 total. Orlando matchup is tremendous. I like him a lot today. I think he's a cash game lock. And then you've got a ton of guys who are starting to play well. Blake Griffin at 8,100. You don't love the matchup versus Toronto, but it's shown the shot feels like it's back over the last couple of games. It was missing there for a while. He's a mid-8K player when he's at his best, and I think he's inching towards that. So don't love the matchup, but at a 212 total, guy handling the ball an absolute ton, I don't mind him. You got Aaron Gordon against the Lakers tonight. Huge upside in that matchup for Orlando at, what, 7,600 over on FanDuel and on DraftKings and 13,700 on Fantasy Draft. What do we do with Larry Nance? You know, he got the big price up on FanDuel. I think on DraftKings, we still play him at 6,300 and don't really think too much about it. On Fantasy Draft, we probably play him at 12,400 and don't think too much about it. On FanDuel, they're making you think about it. So kudos to them for raising that salary up. 7,500, if he gives us 47 fantasy points again, we'll gladly play him. But I think that's a big question mark, and there's always risk with him on the foul trouble front. So tread lightly with him on FanDuel. You can hedge your bets and play him over there on DraftKings. Randall's been playing really well, but that $8,600 number feels a little bit too inflated for me today on FanDuel. A little bit cheaper there at 78 on DraftKings, 14.9 on Fantasy Draft. But on FanDuel, I think I'd probably rather play Blake Griffin for 500 less than him. And like I said, on Zebo, if Scal is out, probably locking him in because he's going to have so many minutes based on their lack of depth at that position. And Jamichael Green has been a monster lately. If Jarrell Martin is out again, absolutely, I love him. But I think he's in play anyway at 6,700 on FanDuel. And then we got Paul Millsap. You know, Millsap, interesting, yesterday I talked on XM about how I was nervous about him because he was chalky on all the projections, but I didn't really love what the minutes were, you know, 23, 27, 26. Like, I didn't see him getting to 30. He only played 19 minutes last game against Dallas, but he did score 30 fantasy points in that game. He was very productive in his time on the floor, and you got to wonder if that was just the you know, kind of conserving minutes on the front end of a back-to-back. Now they get Cleveland, a much bigger kind of spotlight game. I think there's a chance we see those minutes tick up, 6,100 on DraftKings. FanDuel gave him a bump up to 69, so I think it's a much bigger question mark rolling him over there. Nico Mirotic, I mean, in the off chance that Davis would sit today, Nico would be pretty much a plug-in play. Even last game, only got 24 minutes, but managed 31 fantasy points. So he's feels like he's well over a fantasy point per minute. And if they need to rely on him to be a scorer, that's a great spot to be in. So could be in play at the $6,300 number anyway on DraftKings. But yeah, keep your eye on the news regarding Davis and New Orleans tonight. All right, wrapping it up with the center position today. And you know, we've got Gasol and Vooch at 8,400 over on FanDuel. Two tremendous matchups. We got them both projected at 40 fantasy points. Probably giving a slight edge to Vooch here. Just go with the higher total game. Gasol, yes, you know, he can be the usage monster for this Memphis team, or at least the guy who, you know, is putting up a huge number of raw points. It's just too low of a total for me to get excited about. You got a 23-point difference there, so I'll take Vooch if I'm choosing between those two. I think Clint Capella is probably the best price per dollar guy for us today. This matchup versus Milwaukee should be gold. I'm expecting a double-double out of him. He's 7,500 over on FanDuel, so I think we can lock him in. Drummond versus Jokic. I can't play Jokic. I said it last night until things change. Drummond, little disappointing last game. Thought he would eat up Larry Nance in Cleveland. Didn't happen. You know, got you 15 points, 9 rebounds. I think he's going to get back to about that 16 rebound total that we see here. And I think this is a better matchup for him, believe it or not, because the one thing I kind of took out of the equation with Larry Nance is he's not like a post guy. Like, he kind of hangs around like the elbow and not quite the wing, but he's not a guy who loves to be under the basket. You know, guys like Valanciunas, Pascal Siakam, those guys are, you know, the people that he's going to be guarding, and they're going to be sitting their fat butts probably in the paint, which is where Drummond likes to be. So I feel like this is a much better spot for him, and I think a lot of people probably won't play him because they got burned as Drummond chalk last game. So I'm going to call a rebound for him, over 50 fantasy points tonight for Andre Drummond. If you want to get cute, and I said this the other day too on the XM show, Zizek for Cleveland, he's not a scrub, and sure enough, in his 16 minutes last game versus Detroit, he gave you 20 fantasy points. He's only 3K on DraftKings, 36 on FanDuel. You know, if you want to get Davis, you want to get LeBron, you want to get a James Harden into your lineup, you're going to need a 3K crapper or two. There's a path to him even getting more than 16 minutes, and it's Larry Nance foul trouble, which can easily happen here. And I think like the 16 minutes, I think kind of what we saw from him last game is probably his floor right now when you take Tristan Thomas out of Thompson out of the equation. So I think he's viable on DraftKings at 3K. I've always said if you got a pulse and you're playing minutes at 3K, you can do it. And, you know, he's a guy who's, you know, 7-1 or whatever, 6.6 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and a block last game. I think he could even improve upon those numbers a little bit. So I think he's interesting on DraftKings today. FanDuel at 3,600. Yeah, if you need to stars and scrub it up, playing a bunch of GPP tournaments, if he scores you 25 fantasy points at that price point and you get 70 fantasy points from guys like LeBron and Giannis or Davis, you got a chance of winning. So don't play him. I mean, I suppose you could because they both went off last game, but I don't think the tournament upside plays him and Nance together. And with Nance priced up, you probably don't have to worry about it. Maybe on DK a little bit because Nance is cheaper. I think he's kind of chalky over there. But I think for Zizek to really kind of hit that upside game, he's going to need Nance to likely get in foul trouble to get over those 20 minutes. So there you go. I think he's interesting, though. But that's it. That's the six games for us tonight. I am out of here. You'll get me tomorrow on the podcast. Then you got my man Gone coming for you on Friday's show. Always appreciate you guys giving me a listen and a download. Support our sponsor, Fantasy Draft, tonight. Play some DFS golf if you haven't done so. Great product over there on Fantasy Draft, where if you got one guy who sucks, don't worry. Lowest score is dropped. So I think it's an interesting angle, and doing good work over there at Fantasy Draft. Good luck in all your contests tonight. I'm back on XM tonight at 6 Eastern time. Till tomorrow, we'll talk to you then here on the Daily Fantasy Fix. See you, everybody.